Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people, go on and stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. You know, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I could be so happy.
They gon' wanna hit the horns.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away. Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew. I'm live from studio this morning. We're always having some technical difficulties, but we're going to work through this. As always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. Some of the top things we're going to talk about, what the heck is going on in Georgia? Georgia is a pressure cooker this morning. We're going to talk about some things of that Roland Martin had put out there a time back, but we will make sure that we get that on there. I tell you, it's getting hot here. What is going on with America? We look at times where we are just going, are we going backwards? I keep mentioning that every single Sunday of what is going on here in the world. And we'll try to do that. Some of the other things that are going on in this country. St. Patrick's Day is actually today. Most of the drinking was going on yesterday. Will they drink today? Who knows? Who knows? Just be careful out there in those streets. Be careful. It's about 15 minutes after the hour. Having some technical difficulties, but we're going to get that started and get those things rectified today. So sit back. Enjoy, and we'll go through our news blast, which you can always find every day, and we need you to step right on into 149-410-1110, you'll talk with someone live, and you'll get into getting our e-blast. I'm telling you, something every day for you, so we need you. We have a lot of spotlights in the business world. going to wish people some happy birthdays, give you what on this particular day, what happened in Black History. Regis Theus is upset with the tournament scheduling. It's a whole lot of things that are going on. We'll pay our homage as well. But again, you can get this e-blast at 214-941-0110. No excuse for the news. You got it here, not only every day, but on Sunday morning. You know, we are parishioners, and we just don't want to get your blood going too much, but yet and still, some of these things need to come out. We're also going to talk about the DEI at University of Florida, and we give you some quotes by Emmitt Smith, former Dallas Cowboy, number one rusher in the history of the National Football League. A lot is going on, so a little time to talk about it, but again, we'll start out with the e-blast. We have some people lined up that's going to come on today, but celebrating 197 years of the Black Press. We've been giving news for a long time, 197. I tell you, that's almost a bicentennial in 3 years. Can you believe it? When we didn't have the resources to do a lot, we did many things. The word got out throughout this country, especially among the Black press. So a lot to be thankful for there. I'd definitely say the Black press matters. 50th year of hip-hop, the anniversary of the hip-hop. Remember Dog Pound singer Nate Dogg? He passed away about 13 years ago. Nate Dogg actually was in that movie with Chris Rock, Head of State, singing his song there. So he's going to be sadly missed. But one thing about records and the music industry, even though you're gone, people continue to carry your legend on and on. So it's very, very nice to see that particular thing that's working as far as saving our music. Celebrating Women's History is this month as well. We'll give you a little backdrop on Women's History as we go. If you have some ladies in your life, please go and let them know how much you appreciate them. I tell you, a lot of things that I've done at this point in my life, I thank the women that were in my life to get me where I am today, and want to thank them for just being there, and all the moms and grandmas that have helped shape this world. I tell you, giving us that kind of love that we need. Now, not to say that the dads are not doing it, but we're celebrating the moms. In March, March is the Women's History Month in the Library of Congress, National Archives and Record Administration, National Endowment of Humanities, National Gallery of Art, National Park Service, Smithsonian Institute in the United States, United States Holocaust Museum, join in commemorating and encouraging the study observance of Women History Month. I'll give you a little history on the origins of Women's History Month, dated back in 1978 in Santa Rosa, California, when the Education Task Force of Sonoma County Commission and other status of women plan, and I quote, Women History Month, end quote, celebrating the week of March 8th to correspond with the International Women's Day, and that was in March 1st of last year. So much is out there, folks. I always tell you, it's just information that we need to have out here. They said, well, why do we celebrate Women's Month? The National Women's Month celebration has its roots in the recognition of International Women's Day, better known as the IWD, on March 8th, the historical event stemming from organizing efforts of the women of the early 20th century. And the theme for this month, just a reminder, and we'll go through it throughout the whole month of March, is 2024 History, Women's History Month theme, established the Nation Women's History Alliance is entitled, and I quote, women who advocate for equality, for equity, diversion, and inclusion. So I'm wondering if the state of Florida is not celebrating Women History Month. Is it women who advocate for equity, diversity and inclusion. DeSantis, boy, you are balling up for the month of March. We keep that. I'm going to keep that right there because I want to see even more with that. But again, you know, all these contributions that we've made, we talked about it last month with Black History, and now we have Women's Month. So a lot is going on, so little time to talk about it. We just want to be able to create some things. Not only create, but we want to be able to do some things in such a way that we will understand what is going on. What is going on in our world today. So we have some guests that are coming on, and hopefully they get on and tell the truth. Tell the truth of what's going on in this world. I tell you, I was just looking at some of the tabloids, and I say that very carefully because in the tabloids, you know, everybody has their opinion, and it's good. You kind of seek and find, and a lot of people find their haven in what they believe in, and I think the American system is going backwards. I have some issues which you have a former president, and some of the things he's saying, and you're trying to become president. It is dividing our country into half again. Dividing it into half again. And we just need folks to come forth. We call ourselves the United States of America, but we are so divided on everything, every single of America. It is just beyond my thought process of what is going on. I mean, it just hurts. And we're going to have that loaded up here very shortly of some items that are going on here in America. I tell you, it just hurts. It just hurts my heart that we're going through this right now. Not later, right now. So, you know, like I always said, fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. And that is just so funny to me that we are struggling today with this concept. And isn't that sad? I just don't know what to say about it. We're just going to just continue as we go on. I'm just lost for words. And that doesn't happen often. But I tell you what's going on in Atlanta, Fulton County. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable of what has been going on. So, again, so little time to talk about everything, and we're just going to continue on for Women's Month. We're going to look at some, again, some shootings going on. And these are these mass shootings that are going on in our country. And, you know, last Sunday was the 10th, and we will mark from the 10th pretty much the 12th. Well, even some on the 10th, because when I left the air, there was none of these items on our list, and we'll go through that. So for those who are listening, I want you to check in here at 646-200-0459. That's 646-200-0459. We have some folks on. We're going to play a little bit, get you all riled up this morning with some songs. And you know what? I'm going to stay patriotic because I got some things really going through my mind this morning that I want you to hear everything. And here we go.
beautiful, far heroes proved. In liberating strife, who more than self, our country loved. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He gave me crown, I could. Yes, he did. Every brotherhood from
America,
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 I love you, America. You see, my God, he done shed his grace on thee. And you ought to love him for it, because he crowned that good. He told me he would, every brotherhood.
Was the great Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. I tell you, is America really beautiful? I think so, but there are a lot of places and a lot of things that we need to get straight here in our country. And one of it is the fact that, you know, it should be justice for all and not for some. And when I think of things here, and I'm going to give you another example, when we do the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, we forgot about that. It was something that you started your day off with a bang when you were in school. And what is the pledge now to the country? And I will give you my take on it. But again, we would stand up every morning in class and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. Remember that? Do you remember that? Again, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Wow. And we should all know that the Pledge of Allegiance is a patriotic recited verse that promises allegiance to the flag of the United States and the Republic of the United States of America. It's changing, folks, you know. And we know from when we were kids, again, I repeat and I quote, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, individual, and liberty, justice for all. We will go back over that. But now what they're trying to put into place, pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So a lot that's missing in that. And you heard it first here on this St. Patrick's Day. Now, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day. I got a lot on the table this morning. We're going to have some people come in as well, and we're going to talk about some things. We're going to look at some of these shootings that are still going on in our country. But it's just so much going on. Things over. You know, we pretty much had Putin at bay with Russia supporting the NATO, helping Ukraine sustain some of the things that they've been going through. But I just think once things change and, you know, they're shoring up the border, but think about all these people, if the Native Americans were here first, who came in from Europe? Who came in for Africa? See, we forget about that. Some think they were the first people in America, which really is something to think about. Something to think about. We've done so much in this country, and why can't we be united in order to get things on the roll? But when you change your pledge, you want to take things out of the system. You want to take these books out. You want to do this. You want to do that. It is crazy. If it wasn't for that, whatever else went on to get us to this point in life, where would we be today? Giving people an equal opportunity to pursue their goals, to go places where we were not even welcomed, at the Harvards. Now, I will tell you, when you go back in the 60s, when Dr. King's 60s and 50s, when Dr. King went up to Massachusetts and did some things. Up north was pretty good, above the Mason-Dixon line. But lower, the Confederate soldiers maintained to keep things status quo. Well, folks, it's 2024. Why in the Sam Hill are we trying to turn back the history? Why? Absolutely, absolutely crazy. Absolutely. And I'm just online just watching and looking. The American Legion, now their pledge, I pledge allegiance to my flag. It's interesting what people are following. Wiki has that same abbreviated. And I take that back. Wiki has the original pledge that we all knew. So can you imagine going to your kid's school and you reciting the wrong Pledge of Allegiance? That's one motto. It's not one motto that I thought would never, ever change. And now we didn't even get the memo on the pledge that was put together in 1892. 1892, and then now it's changed. Isn't that something? It has changed. So, folks, we're going to get a little bit more follow-up on that, see if people really are aware of what's going on in America. I'm trying to get some things because I tell you one of my favorites is fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. And we will try to get this going here for us. Select another verse here and try to get this thing uploaded for you. And we just bear with me here. I'm just kind of taken aback of some things that are going on throughout this country. So it's killing me. It's killing me. And I don't say that often. I've been immune to a lot of things that have gone on in this country. And we're just going to go with things the way they are. It's just, it is very, very, it's something else. That's all I can say. It's something else. It's just my heart is just empty right now of some of the things that are going on. It is 37 minutes after hour. You listen to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew William Live from Studio 1A today. Got some company over and they're hanging out in Studio A. But I just want to see if I can pull this up because I want some things to change in this world, folks. I mean, really change. Because this country that we live in, something is going on. And I like, something's going on. It's crazy right now. It is absolutely crazy. And my heart is just broken that we help build this country and some of the things that are going on, it's just absolutely a mess. Absolutely a mess. And we'll get it together here. I got to go on another screen here. And we'll get it together. We want to know fish don't fry in the kitchen. And we're doing it. We are doing it. And just give you a little bit of it, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit more.
Well, we're moving on.
I tell you, boy, when you think you got a piece of the pie, where are you? Where are you? But again, some special things. I'm waiting on some folks to get on about the prosecution in Georgia. Okay, election case against Trump after relationship with district attorney. All right. So, okay. The guy's been removed. So district attorney for Fulton County, Fannie Willis. It will continue. The special prosecutor, and I can tell you, this is from the AP, from the AP wire here, that the Nathan Wade is just resigned, so therefore they're going to the case since it says a conflict of interest. I don't know. That's what that went on. How many judges, black or white, may have experienced some of those encounters as well? Even when your former president is caught on film saying that he's grabbing private parts. Come on. You know, what's good for the goose got to be good for the gander, too. And we're missing all these points. We are missing them. But, again, it's going to be quite interesting of these things that are going on. We're going to continue to fight on. And as they fight on till victory is won. That's, again, what we're going by. It's about 41 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. And we're going to have some special guests on. They talk a little bit. Talk a little bit about what's going on. We need some folks to get in here and talk with us a little bit. Because it's crazy this morning. Crazy. Crazy. So we're going to get some folks on. Hopefully they'll, you know, a little sluggish. I think they've been celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And we just want to go. I want to say good morning to Mark Abrams. Try to get him on this morning. And that'd be one of my correspondents in Georgia. And they'll get a perspective about what's going on in Fulton County. We'll get it there. I'm just trying to make sure we get some things. If you hear something in the background, I apologize with the sounds. We're trying to get the information out. And we can have a little conversation this morning. I'm just so excited to be with you again. Again, we're celebrating Women's Month. Some of the things, again, with Women's Month, the title is Women Who Advocate for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, better known as the EDI. And I'm just taken aback over some of the things that are going on in Florida, the great state of Florida, in which I was born in. And hopefully we'll get some folks in. I also have some friends that are here in town, and I want them to just kind of get with us, because I'm all about friendships. And I tell you, friendships are everything. Everything to me. And we'll get them on to as I pause, I'm just thinking of, you know, again, when it comes to friendships, and I'll give some background information on some things, and just bear with me here as I try to get these pieces together. I want to let people know that we are trying to get things done in such a way that people will just understand. And again, I'm just taken aback over what has transpired right now with just this country. I'm just so hurt. And then the dialogue. I need you all to really look at what Roland Martin had to say of this conversation he had with a young man. And it's just absolutely outrageous. Outrageous of mouth. And I'm just hurt. I'm just really, really hurt that of things that are going on. And folks, that's why voting is so important. You know, just get out, exercise. If you don't vote, the candidate, 9 times out of 10, the candidate that you don't want in is going to win, because you could have created a margin, a distance within the margin that you participated. Just so much is going on. I'm trying to contact some of my friends in life over time, some childhood buddies, and we're going to get it done. But again, it's actual St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. Got some happy birthdays I want to get out there as well. And Again, it's just a beautiful, beautiful day in Dallas, overcast. And we don't care. We don't care. I don't care. Because any day that we can, any day that we can see and recognize our own names, it's worth it. So as we continue on this beautiful Sunday overcast day, we just think about it, reflect on what is needed to be done. I tell you, we're going to get some things in here. I love it. We get people throughout the day. And just, I'll tell you, it's gotten to the point now where we don't even try to do anything together. You know, where's the family unit? You know, it's hard enough to try to keep things down, but it is. We have to continue. Continue to fight. Continue to fight for the rights. And I'm going to play this next song a little bit because it kind of reminds me, well, people can't let go. They can't let go of the past. We have to just keep moving forward. At one point, I really thought we were doing things. I'm going to say that, can't let go. But I'm going to put on a little Aretha Franklin right here for you right now.
Ain't no way for
That's right. Ain't no way. Ain't no way by Aretha Franklin. I tell you how things are going. Things are moving backwards, folks. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? How things are just spinning out of control. It's about 52 minutes after the hour. We're going to have Dr. Rodriguez come on and give us a little comic relief. But no, she's going to give us some health issues and some health concerns that are going around and some remedies that we've had throughout the time. Again, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. Again, we're celebrating 197 years of the Black press, and we want to make sure that you all are in tune. You could subscribe to us every day at 214. Call the office tomorrow at 214-941-0110. The Black Press Matters, 50 years of hip-hop. Again, the Dog Pound, Nate Dogg, who passed 13 years away. Remember the Snoop Doggy Dog, all those folks there with the Dog Pound. One of the songs that they had was called I Don't Like to Dream About Getting Paid. They don't want to dream about it. They just want to get paid. So we recognize that Snoop's partner in crime, Nate Dogg, passed away 13 years ago. Wow. And remember, if you saw the movie Head of State with Chris Rock and Bernie Mac, he was the DJ at the inauguration. Again, celebrating Women's History Month. Folks, please, I gave you a breakdown earlier of Women's History Month, how it started and what's going on. A lot of conferences going on throughout this country. Make sure that you find out what's going on in Women's History Month. That actually started Women's History Day, and now it's throughout the month of March. Some of the other things we're headlining, of course, our beloved Emmett Smith talked about the day that the DEI died at Florida. Remember, he went to that school. And I'm going to read a little bit about it now, a feature story that we have here in our paper, the My Truth, the Day That DEI Died. And this is by Cheryl Smith, our publisher. And I'm going to read it, and just bear with me. I'll try to paraphrase. I've gone through it before, but I want you to get the true gist of what this is all about and what it means not only to the state of Florida but to the world and to our country. Is this the cancer that's been placed in Florida that's going to spread throughout this country? It says, when I first heard about the statement attributed to the NFL Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith, I said, good for him. It was refreshing to hear a Black man come out and speak up on the issue, especially about a controversial issue that could only make friends reveal their inner selves. Of course, while I was saluting him for his courage, there were others that were not so happy. While the factors could contribute to the Pensacola native speaking out, I just want to go back as far as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Okay, when you think of elements contributing to this debacle, you must take the consideration of the campaign of a brilliant Tallahassee lawyer, Andrew Gilliam. Okay, now remember, Andrew Gilliam was running for the governorship. He had good numbers, and then the fiasco happened, and we found out that DeSantis and his crew knew his ways, and they went back and set this thing up because, you know, they knew if this was to come out, it was going to be an open door for DeSantis to walk into. Now, following the automatic recount in the 2018 gubernatorial race, Gilliam conceded victory to his opponent, who won by merely 33,000 votes, actually about 41 percentage points, enough to make him want to holler. Some believe that it was a fateful day because on that day, November 17, 2018, things haven't been anywhere near right or righteous in Florida. So to fast forward to May 23rd, 2023, that is, I'm sorry, when the governor signed a bill banning universities from having diversity and inclusion offices, okay? And using the funds on diversity and equity and inclusion programs. Now, some of our major universities, whether you're in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, we're going to talk about the Deep South right now. And I'm sure University of Texas want to do it, but they realized that it wouldn't be no Texas football team had it not been for Earl Campbell, Vince Young, and these young bucks that are going there to these schools. Now, Georgia, Herschel Walker, you know, we can say what we want to say about him, but he'd been everything to the University of Florida, I mean, University of Georgia during his day because it brought some recognition to the skill level. We had to keep the microphone from him. And it's a shame today you still got to keep the microphone from him. But things of that nature. Now, down in Florida, at the second largest, because University of Florida used to be the largest university in the state, there's just, how do you do it? I tell you, if I could manufacture a watch that can go backwards, I would. I really would. Because that's what's going on in Florida, going backwards. And here's some things here, and I'm going to read it a little bit. He says, I am utterly disgusted by University of Florida's decision and on the precedents that it sets. Without DEI department, the job falls into the office of the provost, who already has their hands full to raise money for the university and continue to advance academic studies and athletic programs. Now, isn't that something? At the largest, one of the largest university systems, but actually number two, because all these years, Florida was number one. And when they were so busy trying to keep FAM down, FAM numbers were steady. But the University of Central Florida, which is located in Orlando, is now the number one school. But the largest impact school has been the University of Florida over many, many years. While the law, I will continue, with the law went into effect on July 1st, 2023, at the University of Florida, with praise from Governor DeSantis and protests from students, faculty, and staff, terminated all its DEI positions March 1st, 16 days ago. And here's some other thing the memo read. To comply with the Florida Board of Governors Regulation 9.016 on prohibiting expenditures, the University of Florida has closed their office of the Chief Diversity Officer, eliminating DEI positions and administrative appointments, and halted the DEI-focused contracts with outside vendors. Now, let me just break that down, what he is saying. Anything was about diversity, inclusion, and equity, meaning that tables that we were not able to sit on, projects we were not being a part of, the DEI gave us an opportunity to at least put in bids. You had at least one, and it was a win for all of us, the way we were thinking about it, to have at least one minority contractor, one minority anything. But now the state of Florida is going through that. Now, remember, if you have no equity or inclusion, it's almost like putting a blood pressure cuff on too tight. In leaving it on. So what you're doing is cutting it off at the source. All right? I say blood pressure cuff because I could say a tourniquet. I could say just cut it off, and that's what they're doing. So if you're not getting any blood supply to the end, it eventually dies. So that's what Florida's trying to do. Make sure that there's no inclusion, no equity. And if I still live there, and I will continue to put this out. If they don't want equality, then all our brothers and sisters and see, Florida is so unique. Florida has a heck of a gymnastics team where some of these little young sisters are just flipping over the world. They also have a award-winning football team, basketball team, baseball team. And they don't want us to participate. So what could have happened if Tebow didn't have the little cats from Tampa. I can't even remember their name, and I'm so hot right now. But those little wide receivers on the outside to throw to. Florida wouldn't have won the national championship. Tebow couldn't have done it by himself. What happened if they didn't have Yannick Noah's son, Donald Haslett? All those guys, when Florida went back-to-back, when the last time someone went back-to-back in the NCAA basketball tournament? And you talking about eliminated that? Well, you know what? I always thought the world was a better place when we didn't have many choices to go to school. So DeSantis, thank you. Because you know who's going to be strong now? FAMU. If you take it from Florida, you're going to take it from Florida State, which I'm waiting to see you do because you live in Tallahassee. What the fallout is going to be there. Can you imagine if the DEI was not present in these states? Would there ever be a Deion Sanders at Florida State? Y'all didn't think about that. And those who live in Atlanta, you wouldn't have had prime time there in the States, right there in your own backyard. So there's a lot of things that we can consider not to be into focus. But it's a shame. It is just a shame how things are going on. It hurts. It actually hurts when we can't even go and at least get a fair shake. I mean, all we've asked, just give us an opportunity. And then once you get in, these black companies that have gotten in, then you teach other ones, how can we get these jobs? How can we get in a position to make money for ourselves as well? It's not always Turner and some of the larger companies. You know, we need to get our foot in the door as well. So as I continue to read a little bit about this, Chief Financial Officer will reallocate about $5 million in funds previously reported to Tallahassee in the DEI expenses, including salaries and expenditures, into a faculty recruitment fund to be administrated by the office provost. So instead of making cornbread with milk, they're trying to make cornbread with water. That's what it's going to do. So I encourage every student, not only in this country, pay attention, but at University of Florida, take your services elsewhere. Thank you, Governor DeSantis. You've jacked with Orlando, the largest employer being Mickey Mouse or Walt Disney. What is it about? I still remember, if nothing else in history, the American Indians were a part, were here. According to our history books, are you telling us something we don't know? Native Americans. Native Americans. And we know our influx came from the sail ships that came over to America, came to Virginia. Now, Jamestown got recognition for the first place, but there's some other places along the way. When the ship left the west coast of Africa, if you go to South America right now, there's some areas where slave trade, same thing, just in the country of South America, where a lot of blacks were dropped off. And then as the ship sailed north, you go to the Caribbean and see a lot of us got off, jumped. Look, when they were doing whatever maintenance to the ship, some jumped in the water, couldn't swim. Some survived. Can you imagine the lives that were lost when they jumped in the water thinking they were escaping, not knowing what was ahead of them? And some made it to the shore. So if you go to South America and when you go to Brazil, there are people with so much pigmentation, so much color, whatever you want to have, whatever you want to call it, that are there. And they don't speak Spanish. If you ever go to Brazil, you better pick up on your Portuguese. All right? They speak Portuguese there in Brazil, not Spanish. So if you come up, and then the British rule with the islands, and you see there's a lot of us there, come down. A lot of people from Haiti had migrated to South Florida. And then the ship went up to Virginia, and that's how we got up that way. If it wasn't for Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad, a lot of people would not be where they are today. So we helped build this country. And you talk about make America great again. Make America great again. It's about sharing the history, all the history. Because our forefathers and foremothers had the fortitude to go across this country. No maps. All they followed was the sun. The sun rise in the east, and they realized they wanted to see where the sun was going. And they continued. Can you think of the obstacles that they had to go through? Obstacles of going across the great Mississippi River. And they kept chugging. Some lost their lives on that. And they continued to go and to go and to go. So that's how it is. And that's how it was. And continued to go till they got to the other side of the Pacific Ocean. Don't think about what they had to go through when they ran into the Grand Canyon, across the Colorado River. These folks were going not only to save their lives, but be able to get away from the people who were enslaving them. It's about 8 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wickham Live. So much to talk about, so little time to do it. Hoping to hear from my folks from Georgia. It is absolutely something to behold what has gone on in the world of Georgia. I tell you, it's just amazing, simply amazing what has gone on. And I'm just loving it too much this morning. So, again, people, you can call in at 646-200-0459 if you want to ask a question or make a comment. Just press 1, and we'll get you on. Back to our e-blast this morning. Again, Emmitt Smith spoke up about it. And, again, let me read. Anyway, I digress. It says, Mr. Smith wrote, I am utterly disgusted with University of Florida's decision and the president that it sets. Without DEI department, the job falls in the provost. We know that, who have already has their funds full to raise money for the university, continue to advance in the academic studies and athletic programs. Without the continued belief that and trust that the team leaders all made up of the same background will make the right decision when it comes to equity and diversity. History has already proven that it is not the case. We need diverse thinking and backgrounds to enhance our university, and that the DEI department is essential to accomplish those goals, end quote. Instead of showing courage and leadership, we continue to fail based on the systematic issues that with this decision. UF has conformed to the political pressures of today's time. Too many minority athletes in Florida, please be aware that and vocal about this decision by the university, who's now closing their doors to minorities without any oversight, end quote. And for those who think it's not your problem and stay on the side, and he put stay on the sidelines and say nothing, you are just supporting these systematic issues. And that was the great Emmitt Smith, former Gator. You know, here we go. It all started, I don't know if y'all remember, a football player, what was his name? Played for the 49ers. Ooh, you know what I'm talking about. Colin Kaepernick. Let me stop kidding. Standing up. And Jerry Jones stated that if you kneel, now he's kneeling with him the first time, but if you kneel, I will fire you. Come on, man. What the heck was going on? You mean in this country you can't stand or kneel for what you believe? What is going on? So those things, those items are hot issues today. And again, it's the 17th. Happy, I guess I could say happy St. Patrick's Day. And we'll give you a little history about that a little bit later, too. So as we sit and we wait for Dr. Rodriguez, I'm going to play a little bit more for you. And we're going to get some folks online with us right quick. You know, and I think about Alicia Keys. Oh, man, just I wanna put that on for her. Because, you know, it is a time to lift every voice. Every voice and sing.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the glistening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
All right. Yeah, it went out a little quicker than I thought, but I'm still here. Again, for those who are listening, welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum Live. A lot is going on, a lot of conversation about a lot of things that's going on. The DEI over in the University of Florida, hot Atlanta, right in the middle of every single thing. So we want to get some folks in. And talk about these things, because I am just totally upset about some things that are going on. And it's just crazy. Hopefully we can get some Atlanta folks on, because they know it better than we do about what's going on. I'd encourage you. Let me read something I thought was very, very interesting. And there's some pictures. And this is Malcolm X dropping. Sometimes, and I quote, sometimes a fruit falls from a tree and rolls so far away that its roots, that it's no longer part of the tree. The hard fall the hard fall and the long journey bruises the fruit so much that it totally changes it. It's the same way for some of our people. This is why some can't be awakened regardless of how much truth you present to them. This journey has totally brainwashed them to such a degree that they're no longer the original tree. Let me read this again by Malcolm X. Can you believe that? This was done many moons ago. Sometimes a fruit falls from a tree and rolls so far away from its roots that it's no longer of the tree. The hard fall and the long journey bruises the fruit so much, that it totally changes it. It is the same way for some of our people. This is why some can't be awakened regardless of how much truth you present to them. This journey has totally brainwashed them to such a degree that they're no longer the original tree. Who fits in that category? We'll let you know right at the end of the show. Quite interesting. Somebody put this together, but that's a very nice quote by the late Malcolm X. It's about 9:19. We're going to check on Dr. Rodriguez a little bit, because that's not like her not to be on. And she always has some nice things to say. And we're going to get some word over to her quickly, because we want to hear what she has to say. But again, happy Women's Day, Women's Month here. We got a lot going on today. You know, I'm always a proponent for gun laws. We need to raise them to 21. Because if not, since last Sunday, been multiple shootings. And I will let you know, on March 10th, when we got off the air in Jonesboro, Arkansas, a woman fatally shot two and injured five in a domestic incident at a house party before committing suicide. So three people killed or died, one being the shooter. Five were injured, a total of eight people there in Jonesboro, Arkansas. On the same day in Shreveport, Louisiana, multiple shooters are believed to have shot four men outside a closed CVS pharmacy in the Sunset Eckers neighborhood in Shreveport, Louisiana. The following day, a 22-year-old man died from his injuries at the hospital. So there, in Shreveport, one died, three injured, a total of four people involved. Sumter, South Carolina, on the 10th, four people were injured in a shooting at a bar and grill. On the same day, on the 10th, in Nashville, Tennessee, a 25-year-old man formerly resided in an apartment showed up armed, and it opened up fire, wounding, two women and a young boy at a birthday party, young boy's birthday, before fatally shooting himself. March 12th, Bradford County, Florida, 46-year-old man fatally shot his girlfriend and two of her adult daughters and injured the granddaughter in a domestic violent incident at the home south of Lawton, Florida. So we will. It's in Bradford County, Lawton, a little small town. Population 636, according to the 2020 census, and down from 7:30 and from 2:10. So they've lost people in that particular area. All right. On the 12th, North Las Vegas, a 43-year-old man was fatally shot by police after he shot and killed three women and a dog at their apartment. On the 14th in Memphis, Tennessee, the second shooting on record for the year, a street fight among a couple of children in South Memphis escalated when a man shot an armed woman, killing her and injuring three children. The slain woman's daughter then grabbed her mother's gun and shot the man who killed her. On the 16th, which was yesterday, in Indianapolis, Indiana, their second mass shooting for the year. A person was killed and five others were injured in a shooting at a bar at Broad Ripple neighborhood not too much longer after midnight. And then, of course, yesterday again at Euclid, Ohio, four people were shot, including one that was also hit by a car. And one of the other persons was injured when shooting erupted at a gathering at a business during the early morning hours. You know, oftentimes I talk about mass shootings, I talk about gun control. Again, a lot of these things are happening with a lot of kids, which concern me. They should not have access to it. Maybe we need to raise everything to 21, the gun laws up to 18. I don't think anyone at 18 thinks stably enough to carry a gun because too many people work off impulses. And if you're mad and hot as fish grease, these folks are going to come in and shoot. So at least gun safety is everything that we need to know, everything we need to follow, because it is killing our, and just as I read, those names or those numbers based on gun control or there the lack of gun control is something that we need to really follow. So I gave you a rundown since last Sunday of the shootings, and it's just, again, it's just very heartbreaking. When every Sunday that I go through, they're letting us know that we need to focus more on gun control. There are a lot of guns that are around that we don't know about, but then again, in order to purchase these guns, I think everyone should be at least 21 with a clean background. So you have these things going around Jonesboro, Arkansas, Shreveport, Louisiana. A lot is going on throughout this country, and we need to make sure that that is what we need to follow. Bradford County, Florida, North Las Vegas, Nevada, Memphis, Tennessee, Indianapolis, Indiana, Euclid, Ohio. When is this madness going to stop? Again, it's the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. You know, some people feel differently. I know the city of Dallas had a big parade yesterday and blocked off all the streets, Greenville Avenue, a lot of backup traffic. They're on 75 if you were going through that area. You know, again, St. Patrick's Day. The Shamrock, as they always call it. And a lot is going on throughout this country. People, be responsible. Don't get out here and drink and drive. You know, the life that you could kill could be your own, damage your own. So a lot is going on. It's a little time to talk about it. You know, we're always open. We see our leader. Great story with Emmett Smith that I read to our listeners this morning. Let's kind of hear from her. Cheryl, one of the hottest subjects right now is what's going on in Atlanta. The DAs continued on the case. There were some people that were really upset with the judge that case. She had an affair with a gentleman that ended up you know, I call it a hot mess in Hotlanta, where Nathan Wade resigned from the case and said she's going to move forward with the case. But I think people fail to realize is that the, you know, everybody, the focus is not on the primary person. And all these side, it's kind of like the circus, all these sideshows, a small tent events are going on, and the real focus is under the big top. And I just feel real bad for what's going on there, but it's a microcosm of what is going on here in America. I still want to read this. I know we have Cheryl on, and Cheryl, we would love for you to join us. But I definitely want to read this again. I thought it meant a lot. And it was from Malcolm X. It reads, "Sometimes fruit falls from a tree and rolls so far away from its roots that it's no longer part of the tree. The hard fall, the long journey, the bruises of the fruit, so much that it totally changes it. It is the same way as some of our people. This is why you can't be awakened regardless of how much truth you present to them. The journey has totally brainwashed them to such a degree that they no longer a part of the original tree." And it's interesting. And find that. That's Malcolm X many years ago saying that. And they made reference to Herschel, Scott, Thomas, just to name a few. Wow. Major, major things that are going on. It's about 29 after the hour. You listen to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Whittem, live Studio A this morning on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. So there's a lot that's going on, so a little time to talk about it. And we're going to do it here. But if we can get Cheryl on, if she's able to talk, just first of all, how was it interviewing Emmett Smith? Tell us a little bit about that. If you press one, I'll get you on here. Just want to make sure everything's working good for me. Had a few technical difficulties, but we keep getting through this. Before she talks, I want to, you know, just how crazy I am this morning. I just love it. And we're going to open this section up. And I want to play this song because it reminds me of how we've traveled in this world. So I want to leave this for you. That's right. So we were moving on up. We thought we were moving on up. It seemed like we're going backwards. Some of the things that we've recapped, I will recap that we've gone over. You know, I found out today that the same Pledge of Allegiance that we grew up reciting has changed over the years. I can remember that Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to its republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, the Pledge of Allegiance now is, they're trying to go back to a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Talking about turning back the hands of time. So let's bring in one of our most seasoned members of our operation. Cheryl, go ahead and then let's get you on in this morning. If you have the opportunity, just kind of give me your take of Atlanta. I had some people from Atlanta call in, but they one got chicken on me. So let me know. I want to bring you in live here. So that'll be nice to kind of talk about what's going on. It's a lot of heat. going on through Atlanta with that particular motion that the judge made. All right. Tuning in now to the, our leader here, the great Cheryl Smith. Good morning. What's going on, Cheryl?
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
Good, good.
Okay.
You're talking about a lot of things, and you have to forgive my voice. But this is what you get when you... I'm sorry for it, but this is what you get. And been talking about a lot today, and I just really don't want to waste a lot of time on District Attorney Willis. Let her do her job, and we are so judgmental, and we're getting caught up in this distraction. And I think we should just leave it alone. She's going to be up for re-election, and I hope that she wins handedly. Because you have people that say, oh, she's vulnerable now, and it kind of reminds me of when Judge Tammy Kemp, who presided over the Amber Geiger murder trial of Botham Jean, and how the next time around, because there were people who were upset because Amber Geiger asked for a hug and she gave her one, that they felt she was vulnerable, so they felt they would run against her. But, you know, it was a distraction. And as they said, okay, let's split hairs here and let's keep her on the case. Let her do her job and spend as much energy on Trump as they can, because that's on trial and not her. And people do anything to try to get her disqualified with hopes that there'll be somebody who will be brought in who will be
doing favoritism.
Yeah. Basically. So D.A. Willis, people want to sit in judgment of her, and I think they're focusing on the wrong thing. And you talked about so much this morning. You talked about Emmett Smith and diversity, equity, and inclusion. And you have to ask yourself again, what if a number of these athletes, the diversity, equity, and inclusion don't seem to be an issue when folks want our athletes or some scholar. And the same effort as the pod to get our scholars and our athletes should be used to get any student to have a fair chance anywhere, and that's not what is happening.
Well, let me ask you this. With that going down in a lot of states throughout, do you think that a number of HBCUs might benefit and get more numbers? Because a lot of athletes, I know the Emmett is very close to us, but a lot of athletes are starting to think on those lines. I know a few kids that were going to University of Florida have decommitted. At least one of my friends, his son said, after that came out, Florida was number one on his list, and he's not even considering that now.
Okay, who's number two?
Well, his daddy went to FAMU, so hopefully he can show up there. And I'm going to keep tabs on it and see if he comes there, because he was one of their top recruits at UF. So a guy I grew up with. I'm sorry?
Florida came out, but there are other schools that aren't coming out, but that doesn't mean that they aren't practicing the same policy.
Right, right. At least theirs is on paper right now, on the spotlight area. But I think that was quite bold. It seems that DeSantis is waving this wand of trying to reverse times. Also, you know, when he messed with the largest employer there in the state of Florida, being Disney, a lot of people are quite upset. Now, if you notice, the domino effect of that, is when Mahomes won the Super Bowl MVP. He was on his way to Disneyland, not Disney World. So that was an instant impact there. I don't know how many people paid attention to that part when he made that. So, you know, even Disney's upset, and they're trying to keep him out of Florida. But, you know, they all about making money. And how do you tell a kid you're not going to take them to Disneyland or Disney World? That's very hard. You want them to experience some things, but it's very hard. And being there in Florida, you're right there with the entertainment capital, and you can't even go across town. It's hard to go across town for Disney. So it's a lot of shake up there in Florida. I just hope they get that straight. Now, my question to you, we have been diversified ever since we've been there with Dr. Ruggles or Mr. Ruggles, that you of course would know there. If we would have exercised some of the things that were exercised against us, you know, what we always seem to allow, or not so much allow, we always seem to fall in line where we always open up to others at our schools for diversity, giving them a little taste. But now when diversity is not even a part, and I know not only black, but other non-whites, it's where the issue is right now, especially at University of Florida, not only in the classroom, but how about getting work done on the campus, making sure there's at least one or two black minority companies. And now when it used to be us that were doing all the construction, now there are other factors that are preventing us or pushing us further from the project. So I know it was a long, compound question, but what do you think the fallout is going to be down there?
Well, if the fallout were what I wanted it to be, I would say a lot more students deciding that they wanted to go somewhere else other than the schools in Florida, because it's just waiting like to hear Florida State, to hear University of Miami, to hear University of South Florida, Central Florida, and what's the new university? You know,
well, you got Florida Atlantic, and you have Gulf Coast, West Florida, North Florida, and Central Florida, which is now the largest. When I was at FAMNet last year, we used to have the Board of Regents is what it was called. Now they call it Board of Trustees. Well, we had every student body president we would meet throughout the state, mainly in Boca. I have not been to Boca. I had the worst experience in my life in Boca. And when we got together, I was finding out that these schools were paying their student body president. I had no clue. They were getting stipends. So yeah, I'm just kind of caught up. My mind going 100 miles per hour. They were getting some compensation for their work. But actually, I was the first one to get a salary. And here it is, almost 30 years later, it is the same amount that I got. And it was big for us. And I will disclose it. We got $10,000 back in the 80s. And then when I talked with the...
imagine what others were getting.
Right. And there's still a little, you know, then they say, well, based on the number of students, Florida was getting maybe about 12. It wasn't much, but I went from 0 to 10. And I was an employee of the state, got that money, and that was it. And now they're still making $10,000 30 years later. Isn't that something? So I don't know if FAM is just not asking for more for that. And then their budgets, I remember I had a $500,000 budget that I worked with, and now they did $5 to $10 million they're dealing with now, you know, their budget. So it's just a shame that the governor has gone through and just ripped the hearts out of people. Then you don't want the story of Huckleberry Finn, and you don't want these stories in your classrooms. Tom Sawyer. You know, and I always question that, Cheryl, when we were reading, like, wait a minute now, what are we? You know, I just had that inner self at that time reading, but you know, that's part of the history. And you know, again, how can you erase history when we're here? And are you going to erase the fact that you all came in on the same ship like we did? You thought going through New York, hitting that area, was landing free and the brave. France gave us the Statue of Liberty. You saw that. That was liberty for you coming in that particular port. And then you're trying to change the narrative in this country. And, again, it's like the hands are turning backwards. So I'm just so upset that we're headed in that direction. We have a potential candidate for president that's constantly trying to bend, take the narrative off himself, put it on people, hoping that, especially in Atlanta, hoping that they would reassign someone that has his best interests in mind. We understand you don't have to be, you know, don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what's going on.
Right, most definitely. And that's why we have to look at what do we have to combat all of this. And one thing we have is the vote. And it's not just a vote for a president. It's voting all the way down the ballot. We know that there will be a runoff election because we have, you know, in Dallas County, in fact, we have the sheriff who is in a runoff. And so we have to consider that. And then we have to get ready. I know voters have voter fatigue because we have so much going on, but we have to get out and vote.
Yeah, right. That is the equalizer. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, it's just, you know, just what our ties that we have with Florida is just kind of, as old folks say, it's just taken aback of what's transpiring there. And it really hurts because, again, you thought it was the best place in the world. Now you really are seeing how this state is going in reverse. And I mentioned our colleague, Andrew Pryor, you know, running for governor, how this DeSantis, because remember, if he, Gillum, would have gotten a nod, then it wouldn't be no DeSantis. So I know some things that were very unfortunate. And I'm Cheryl, I will stand behind this. They were trying to find every little trap they could for him. Every little trap. And unfortunately, he fell in one, and it lost that particular race. I'm sure Florida would have been in a better position had he won. But they got what they got down there, which is very unfortunate. We still have family down there. And, we still our adopted home is here, but we still have our ties there. And, of course, you with New Jersey as well. So it's kind of breathtaking, or it's not even breathtaking. It's like a gut punch to me where your breath is just taken away momentarily about some of the things going on, and especially with this DEI working where I work, I'll just leave it like that, is DEI is so important of getting equality across the board.
Well, you say they fell into some traps. Those are the narrative should be that there were traps that were actually set.
Right.
There were things put in motion because you can't get that close. That's why we needed, you know, if we had gotten a little bit more, because we knew what we were fighting. You look at the demographics of key counties in Florida, and you look at who's there, why would they vote a certain way. And unfortunately, when you have a uneducated electorate, those people responsible for going to the polls, and they become one issue voters.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the ones who will go, oh, you know, I'm Catholic, I have to vote for the Republican because they are pro-life.
Right.
And we That's one issue, but look at everything else that they're doing. And one of the saddest things is when you see, well, we take on the ways of the oppressor, and we can go back 100 years, we can go back less than that, and we can look at what people were saying about black people, and unfortunately now we're saying that about others.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a travesty, because who are we saving America for?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you just don't, who? Who? We all, want to be a part of the land of milk and honey, but then there's dividers here, and then the kids' gun laws. There's so many different ingredients to this pie that they're trying to bake, which is disastrous for us here in America. I was just thinking about back to Charlottesville, when you had a kid run over a lady, killed a lady, and he was 18. And imagine if his dad was 18 when he had him, just hypothetically. That's 36, and the civil rights and all that was, even his dad with a gleam in his eyes. So a lot of those things, and a lot of those things were going on. That are continuing to resurface right now. Alabama, with the controversial judgment with the Republican governor when they allowed the recent case with the embryos and things like that. I really thought they were going to go against that, but they shocked the world. And here you had a doctor from Dallas, they have to go to Alabama to get in vitro and things of that nature. So it's surprising. What we're going through as a country, and what hurts is that we're so isolated from one another that the United States of America is very divided. And by being divided, we have no principles or no solidarity to fight other people if need be. You know, it's just, but we're fighting ourselves, and it's like it's going to self-destruct because it's so polarized. And, you might be 1 year older than I am. Has this been going on forever? That 1 year I missed between us.
Listen to you. I do want to say something as you get ready to, to wind down. You should check on me. You know I'm dealing with all this. I've been traveling, and I was in the nation's capital. We were at the White House last week, was Black Press, and I know some people don't care about the Black Press, but that's one thing, just like they don't care about Black colleges, Black businesses. You can call your frat brothers and tell them that I took a party of five to Kitchen and Cocktails in D.C. one night, and then the whole party that went on Friday, there were 14 of us Black Press there. And I'm going to write about it, so I'm jumping the gun, but I can tell you I felt so good because everyone enjoyed the place. They enjoyed the food. They thought it wasn't overpriced, and it was good value for their money. They had a wonderful time. The chef came out and greeted us. Representatives from the team of your frat brother, Kevin Kelly, came out.
Okay.
It was just wonderful. But then also we talked about the state of the Black Press and where we are. And one thing that's really important that we wish people would understand is that the Black Press was writing about Black people in our history, chronicling our history. We'd have a better take on our history had we had more than 197 years in this country. But when we started, 197, the first Black newspaper, March 16th, was really significant. 1827. And I just have to tell you that we have to think about that. And you should think about that when you have a story to tell or when you have an event. You should let folks know about it in the Black press because we're going to tell the story. I want to give a shout out to the members of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority. They had their regional conference in Dallas this past weekend. And we need to be supportive of those institutions that have been there for us all along. And I thought about it, you know, folks, we were having discussions because when we were in D.C., people would say, and there I go asking that age-old question, and I'm kind of feeling, I'm not going to feel stupid about it, but I'm feeling kind of a way about it because I'm like, God, am I obsessed with it? I keep asking, is it black owned? Is it black owned? Because I'm like, oh, y'all are black. Y'all tell them support black, and then y'all go take y'all money elsewhere. I'm not saying you can't do it some of the time, but at the top of your list, again, like you said about the schools, let it be a black business. Let it. And so I was really pleased that they were happy with that. And last night as I watched the Image Awards, I said, people want to talk about the EGOT, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, and I wrote about this weeks ago. I'm saying, how about that Image Award, putting it in front of, why don't we celebrate ourselves like we should? I got a lot of questions, and you, I know you got the answer, so I'll turn it back over to you.
Yeah, I hope I have the answer, but it's a lot of going on. But it, you talk about Sigma Gamma Rho, good morning, the latest Sigma Gamma Rho, congratulations on, I'm sure, a very successful regional meeting here. But I tell you, Dallas is starting to be the hot spot again, Cheryl. I know COVID, we're trying to recover from those times. But later on this year, of course, you know and I know that the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha will be here invading the town. So, you know, my ear's close to the close to the wall. On everything that's going on. So, yeah, I want to wish them well. And I tell you, we need to get you all back here, too, as well. I just love it. And I hope Dallas appreciates the economic impact that we're going to have on the city so they can welcome a lot of organizations of color here for business.
Oh, sure they do. Oh, sure they do. That's why they, you see them advertising, you see them sponsoring events in our community, you see them, or you see hotel all over all of our events, right?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Well, here's the thing. The impact that we've given them seem like they would want more and do more. I'm looking at
because we're so happy to run to a hotel. And I'm going to tell you, if you have an event under 500 people, I got a number of venues you can go to where you won't be paying $50, $60, $70, and $80 for, you know, a $2 meal.
Mm-hmm. And I'm finding out, are you aware of the place that's on Polk and Pleasant Run in DeSoto?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I went to.
There are a number of places that we can go to where we don't have to spend that money. I'm just wondering why we feel we got to run to a darn hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The place we couldn't go there before, too. So every place we couldn't go to, but there are people with venues that you can go to. You can make it work at T-Ball.
Right.
So when some of you are having events for 100 people and you run it to the darn, what? Running to a hotel? Paying all of that money, I just make it make sense. And you want to know what? You'll be on here for the rest of your life, and it still won't make sense.
Well, it's been quite interesting, but not only that, but, you know, it's just, oh, my God. It's sure, I do look at the economic impact that we do have on a lot of these cities, and you should be getting more. And I know from the frat perspective, you know, we don't travel as good as the ladies. The ladies, you all get your 10,000, 15,000 plus, you know, we're happy to get 8 to 10. If we get 10, that is a major, major accomplishment for any of our fraternities to get 10,000 people registered. When we are, as you all, you do it constantly. So it's going to be interesting. I wish that, look, you and I had the money that we could create our own little hotel so that when they do come to town, they'll see some people in management that looks just like us.
And we don't get management, and I see the time. I just say to you that if you there's still a part of the brain of many of us that they would rather go. I'll just say to places like to begin with a P or a T, and not go to ones that begin with a K and a K.
Right.
Because it's like we're okay giving our money to others. It's when you talk about giving your money to your own that we start having an issue. And I, you know, we got to get out of there. You can give your money to black folks too. And a shout out to Roland Parrish. I did see him in D.C. And I saw one of the top, I just walked up to a brother and started talking to me, one of the top podiatrists in the country. And he went to University of North Texas and is the brother of Peggy Jones, who was the first lady of Garland. And It was just wonderful having a conversation with him. I mean, just absolutely wonderful. And we, of course, we met other publishers. And then Roland Parrish came up and we introduced him. He was there. And, you know, there was a lot of basketball. What was it, ACC going on in D.C.? So it was, you know, I just, the love, you know, that I know that many of us have for ourselves and our people and the culture. I wish we could roll it over into others. And people, you know, speak of Roland Parrish, people are half as conscious as that brother is.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. And you can see we were both at the event where, with the Lynx Incorporated, where he, you know, he donated. He definitely have been blessed with what he's doing, and he's making sure that others are a part of it as well. So I love that. But you know what? Time has ticked, and we have talked out. Boy, where did I get that from? I love it. What was that? I'm sorry.
No, go on with your bad self.
All right. And so, folks, another week of The World According to Drew has completed. We do this every Sunday morning. Please continue to support, and we'll go. We're going to make some changes. Cheryl, I think I'm going to go like Granny Clampett. We're going to go to the pitches soon, very soon. I'm ready now. And then we're going to try something different. We've been rolling like this, but I'm truly, truly blessed to be able to do what I'm doing. So, and thanks to you, I'm able to live that dream. So forever grateful. But folks, we'll be black next week. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and the team, we just thank you so much for being a part of The World According to Drew. And I'll definitely be black next week. And we'll take it out. And Cheryl, I will say this. I went to a funeral yesterday, and I did not know Vincent Hall could sing.
Oh, yeah.
I was shocked.
No, he sang about mom.
He did. But I'm talking about he was singing well then. I do remember now. Maybe, you know, maybe these birthdays kind of catching up a little bit. I said, well, what is he doing up in the choir stand? And the homegoing for Brother McElroy, former pilot of Southwest Airlines, they funeralized him on yesterday, and he's going to be honored by being buried at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. So great turnout with the people from Southwest Airlines, great turnout, not only the Navy as well. So, you know, it's good. And always, like, cheers and all of them, always good to go with somebody, know your name, And he really exemplified that on yesterday. So we'll be back next week. Thank you again, Cheryl. And wherever you go, wherever you do, you know what? I'm just so glad I'm from FAMU. I'm going to go to the hospital.